It's time for something we didn't even know about. Like, when we woke up today, Bob, I don't think we knew that we'd be devoting two segments to Rudy Jaramillo leaving the Rangers.
Nope. No idea.
And I don't think we knew that we would devote one segment to Grubbs interviewing Dikembe Mutombo.
What? Really?
How did this come about?
We got word last week that Mr. Mutombo would want to promote some things, and we scrambled around here and said, who better to interview Dikembe Mutombo than our very own Grubbs?
So we could have had him on the show, or he...
No. He wasn't available during our show. We had to tape this.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So I would have had... I would have liked to talk to Dikembe again.
That was our first thought. We love...
Get the liner I could never get.
Right.
Get
chemistry going.
Talk about the finger wag.
Right. We wanted to have a reunion show, but we knew that wasn't possible Monday before the show.
All right. So, should we just roll with this?
Well, who better to interview a NBA legend than Grubbs?
And I thought Tom was kidding at first.
Who has a better grasp?
I don't kid.
Oh, wow. Look at all this. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is that coffee cake?
Looks like we have all sorts of fun things here.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Okay. Can't hear you.
Are we doing
have headphones
show?
On.
What's happening?
All right, so here we go. Let's play the interview and stop it if you wish.
This is Grubbs in a small production studio, Monday at 11 o'clock with Dikembe Mutombo.
All right.
Okay. Oh. Hello? Hello? Hope you didn't hang up.
Hello, Dikembe?
Hello, hold on 1 second, please. Stand by.
Good morning, guys.
I'm not hearing him.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, there we go. Okay, let me get the host. Hold on, Dikembe. We just lost you just for a second. Hold on.
I wasn't hearing anything. Hello, Dikembe?
Yes. How you doing, guys?
Dikembe, I apologize. I'm not able to hear you right now.
Can you hear me now?
As soon as it turns on, it's not...
Boy, we have Kip Keno breaking out.
We have a technical problem. We can't hear Dikembe at all. You can hear us. You can hear my host, but you can't hear... He can't hear you at all for some reason. I'm not sure what's going on. We're going to try this again.
So, let me just stop here for a second.
Boy, this is so ticket.
We've been doing this... Tom, you've been here 8 years now?
Seven.
8 years where they learned to use the equipment.
I just love the Dikembe Verizon commercial.
Right.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
All right. I think we have a lot of useful drops.
Yep.
You can hear us. You can hear my host, but you can't hear... He can't hear you at all for some reason. I'm not sure what's going on. We're going to try this again, okay? Okay, sorry about this. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, Rob. Sorry, we're having some kind of technical difficulty. Dikembe can hear us.
How much longer does this go?
Like two more minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
No, in fact, let me try this again with just you, okay? Okay, hold on.
Ouch.
What a waste.
Okay, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
No problem. We can hear you loud and clear on this end.
All right, beautiful. Well, I guess we're ready again.
You're ready? I'm going to put him back online.
All right, thank you.
This guy's so much more pleasant than the guy who was with Terrell. With Terrell Owens.
Houston had to say, hold on, dude. No. Hang on a second, homie.
What a nice guy this is.
Hold on. You ready? I'm going to put him back online.
All right, thank you.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Dikembe, how are you?
I'm doing good.
All right, sorry about that delay, man.
No problem.
All right, well, I hope you're doing okay. I guess...
Now, he already did establish that he was doing okay.
Yes. Well, not even a question one, Grubbs?
What?
This is question number one.
Dude, I don't give a crap about this interview.
Dude!
Oh, you know what?
I'm so casual.
No, hold on.
Like Danny.
No. Danny might be listening.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah,
I can't
right.
act like I give a crap about this interview,
dude. I don't
even
care.
I'm so put
dude,
upon.
I don't even care. I had to get up 15 minutes early to get to that state.
The man wanted me to do this interview.
Yeah, dude.
What does this have to do with the music?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Dikembe, how are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. Sorry about that delay, man.
No problem.
All right. Well, I hope you're doing okay. I guess my first question is, you've actually had an encounter with one of our hosts about, about 7 years ago now. And we actually wanted to see if you might remember this by any chance.
What was that?
This is very interesting that this is your first question. Like, he's calling up to talk about feeding starving kids in Africa.
Right.
Let's lead him in. Let's plug your organization, whatever, right? No. I'd like to lead off with, or the finger wag, or just so many things you could lead off with Dikembe
about.
So
many things.
Like, even if we had him on, would we lead with, remember the time you talked to me after a Tyson fight?
In Memphis.
And we actually wanted to see if you might remember this by any chance.
What was that?
Okay, so here we go. Let me see if you can hear this.
Oh, no. They're going to play the audio?
Are you playing it, or...
That was the goal.
Oh, dear.
I apparently can't hear that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
So another e-break? Did you guys check anything before doing the interview?
Oh.
And I know the answer is, dude, I didn't care about the interview. How about Tom? Tom cared.
No, what's funny is we did check whether we could hear everything. I didn't check the Dikembe audio. But we did check whether we could hear everybody. But apparently between the time that we did the check and actually getting Dikembe on, somehow either me or Tom accidentally pushed one little button on the board that cleared everything out of my headphones.
It's always that one little button.
Always, I know, right?
It's like putting an S at the end of a website address or something.
Right. Okay, so here we go. Let me see if you can hear this.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's so tense. Uh-huh.
Hello?
Oh, dear.
Right, apparently you can't hear that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, basically, you had an encounter with one of our hosts, and...
Okay, so now we're going to explain
it. We kept trying to get a radio liner from you, you know, saying, like, hey, this is Dikembe Mutombo, and I never listened to bad radio on...
Did you guys think of mentioning that it was the Tyson fight? He might remember that more than...
I didn't remember that part of the story.
Yeah, all right.
This is excruciating.
I never listened to bad radio on The Ticket. But you are, before a game, you were on the court, and we were just trying to get that liner from you, and I guess you said you had a situation with your wife. Do you remember if that ever got resolved?
Oh, no.
I don't know what was that. Maybe trying to get my wife a ticket or what?
Okay, that might have been it. Well, I guess, would you like to try doing that radio liner now?
Jeez.
Yes, I'm on the phone.
Okay.
Oh no! This is so
did
bad.
Did Tom help you with questions at all, or no?
He just said you come up basically with just hey, show up here and here's the info on what Dikembe's plugging and have fun.
Oh man!
Well, I guess would you like to try doing that radio liner now?
Yes, I'm on the phone.
Okay.
What?
Well, I guess...
Is there a communication gap here, do you think? That
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do they understand each other?
This may be worse than the dentist. This may be.
Yes, I'm on the phone.
Okay.
I just love that.
Okay.
Please don't back
up. Yes, I'm on the phone.
Okay. Well, I guess I also want to make sure we get this in before... You know, we get too far along. You're basically promoting the Taco Bell.
So you gave up the liner. You didn't get the liner.
I got it.
Stand by.
Okay, all right.
We get too far along. You're basically promoting the Taco Bell and the World Food Program.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Okay, and I guess it's for Hunger Relief Week, which is next week.
Next week, yes.
Okay, cool. And do you have any more details on it? Because that's really all I have.
Can we pause this?
Oh,
for
I
just
have
a
lot of detail.
Do we have to?
Are you sitting between two ferns by any chance?
I just about asked him if he likes websites.
Wow. Okay.
Any more details on it? Because that's really all I have.
Oh, I have a lot of detail. Is that to any question you can ask me?
Uh-oh.
You know, why we're raising all this money? Why we're doing this? How many people we're trying to feed?
How many are you trying to feed?
Oh, we are trying to provide at least 160 million meals and save life of at least 4 million people worldwide.
Wow, that is awesome. And how do we go about...
Wow, that is awesome.
Do we
We're asking people to go to Taco Bell or go to the drive-thru and donate $1 to provide 4 meals a day for people around the world. You know, after all this catastrophic that we have seen, we already have more than 1 billion hungry people around the globe. And there will be in another additional almost 100 million people that will come out in the need of food this year because of what is happening with the natural disaster, with a tsunami, typhoon, no drop of rain in the south side of Africa. So more people will go hungry this year than we haven't seen before. So we in America, I think despite our recession, I think we are lucky enough to provide even $1 a year to those people so they can have a food on the table a day.
Well, that is an awesome cause.
Oh, no.
Poor guy. Donate more.
If you want, you can donate more. You can do that through the windows of Taco Bell or walk inside.
Pause. So your follow-up is, are you allowed to donate more?
Yep.
Like, is this the one charity that has
that $1
is a cap?
They have a donation cap.
No, take $2. No. We only want one. That's it.
Boy, that insight. That's nice.
Thanks.
Just said you came in my tumbo, send me.
Well, that is an awesome cause, and I want to try playing this audio for you one
more. Oh, okay.
Oh,
so
gosh. Oh, no.
You're going to try it again.
Hells yeah. I want to try playing this audio for you one more time. Let me know if you can hear this.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm still not getting it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess before I let you go, I do want to try and get the liner from you. And all you have to say is,
so defeated.
This is Dikembe Mutombo, and I never listen to Bob and Dan on the ticket.
Okay, go on.
All right, we're taping it now if you're ready to go with it.
Hello, listener. This is Dikembe Mutombo. I never listen to Bob on the radio on the ticket.
That is awesome. And just to make sure we're clear, next week is World Relief Hunger Week. And
nice
World
reset.
Hunger Relief Week.
Oh, well, there.
And through Taco Bell, all you have to do is go through either the drive-thru or walk in and donate $1, and you're... going to help
definitely,
save the lives of many.
Definitely to help Taco Bell and a Yum restaurant to raise more than 20-some plus million dollars this year to beat the record last year so we can feed all those people.
Well, that is awesome, Dikembe. I appreciate your time.
No problem, my friend.
Appreciate you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow.
That was the most painful interview I've ever heard.
Yeah, and Tom thought it'd be a great idea to have me do it.
Can you find the audio now for those?
You're fine.
Yeah, it'll play here. Stupid ass prod room.
Hey, Dikembe? Mr. Mutombo? Could I ask you to just read a liner for our radio show in Dallas?
Oh, my God.
Would that be okay?
My man, I'm trying to find
you. Am I killing you?
I had some situation going on right now.
Oh, you do? All right, man, I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm trying to take care of something. My wife is already mad. I'm joking.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
So, Tom wasn't there with you to say anything to help out?
I was whispering Cookie Monster in his ear, trying to ask him about Sesame Street.
And I couldn't hear that because I had the headphones on my ear.
God.
And you had some situation with your wife, didn't you?
But it was so funny when he said, hey, I'm prepared to answer any question you have. Instead of just going with it, just ask me a question, I'll answer it. That is an awesome charity.
And so I just asked the last question they fed me.
And that's all I have about that. So you tell me the rest. I have nothing.
What if people want to donate more money?
I can't imagine.
Good question.
I can't imagine childbirth is any more painful than that.
I like how we're still surprised that I suck at interviews.
This thing is 6 minutes long.
No, this one will go great.
Well, you're going to do another one until you get it right.
Oh, okay.
This thing is 6 minutes
I'll
long.
I'll see you there.
The first 2 minutes are trying to just hear him.
Technical difficulties.
Right. The last 1 minute is...
Which is supposed to be your specialty, let the record show.
The last 1 minute is a liner. Yeah, he's the technical wizard, right? He's the
Jordan. I figured it out eventually.
So we got 3 minutes in there, and I think 2 minutes of that we're trying to explain to him about this audio that he once had...
right.
of Look. Talking to one of our guys about your wife. Do you remember that?
And just one question about the charity. That was the only thing. We went from trying to hear him to a liner.
Right, one question
to one
about
question
the charity.
To back to the liner.
Aside from the drops, let's just pretend that never happened.
I'm okay with that.
Man.
Hello, listener. This is Dikembe Mutombo. I never listened to Bob. Bob. On the radio.
That is awesome, and just
perfect.
All right,
good
morning,
guys.
Nicely done.
If he's on again tomorrow,
thanks.
If he wants to be on,
a daily show.
Pick games
with Curbs?
No, with Dikembe.
How is he not doing the Mass PA job?
All right, it's 2:52 on the ticket.
Can you hear me now?
At Sports Radio 3.